And just to throw away, Brittany Griner scored 27 points last night.
There you go.
Way to go, Brittany.
She's an awesome person.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay, anyway. All right, here you go.
Rude.
I know. Here
we it's go. Funny, though.
You ready?
No, it's not.
Hear that?
Sounded like somebody
was that,
dying.
Was that a phone book again?
No, it's a prize drop. We have
a prize drop or a possum drop?
No, it's a prize drop. Anyway, I have new prizes right here in my hand. These are really exciting.
I have some too, remember?
Yeah, these people look forward to. I mean, I'm sure they'll look forward to our other prize, but these people clamor for.
Oh, I think I know what those are.
If we can convince them.
Because I think I have one in here.
Do you? Okay.
I hope I can win one.
Well, they may give you one, Kat, simply because you're an employee and you're not eligible to win.
So. Man.
Wait
a second. Is this for when Santa Claus is going to be in downtown turning on the light switch on Friday?
No.
Are you going to do that? Are you going to be like an elf?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to the big prize fight down in Houston.
Oh, okay. I thought you because, well, we have to get you like an elf costume. I can just see you running around with those shoes, you know, turned up with the little bells on the toes.
No way, Jose.
Yeah. I
can
just see
I can
that.
See that, too.
Although I probably will end up, if I ever get married, it'll be to someone like Elf.
Buddy the Elf?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a quality guy.
Okay. But, I mean, then you could have elfette shoes, right?
That's true. Only if I marry an elf will I dress like an elf.
Is an elf? An elf is a male, right? Is that?
Well, not all elves are male.
Okay.
I would want to, you know, embrace his cultural identity.
That's the question, though, is that...
But otherwise, no way. I'm not dressing up as an elf.
All right. Yeah, I'm just thinking, though, I mean, is a female elf an elfette?
Now, if you pay me with candy canes, we might have a deal.
Well, there we go. We'll see.
We'll get to Mr. Downs on that later in the show.
Yes, we will. Okay, so this whole Petraeus thing just got weirder and weirder. Yeah,
no kidding.
Marine General John Allen, the commander of the Allied forces in Afghanistan, got the vote of confidence yesterday from President Obama. And, of course, if you remember, we had that story yesterday about how he apparently had been exchanging emails with Jill Kelly. Jill Kelly is very interesting.
No kidding.
We thought that this Paula Broadhead was the story, but Jill is apparently a force to be reckoned with there at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. A former officer told CBS News that Jill often looked to bypass protocol officers and make direct connections with the top generals like David Petraeus and John Allen.
And they love that in the Army.
Oh, sure.
What does she look like?
Oh, she's a looker. There's not any doubt about that.
Both of them are attractive
ladies.
Yes,
they are. Yeah. They had it's interesting. One of the pictures circulating yesterday was a picture of Jill Kelly and her husband and David Petraeus' wife, who looks conservative and matronly, I would say, by comparison. This woman is pretty dynamic looking. Anyway, she described herself as a prolific emailer and caller. One admiral, in fact, had instructed an aide, "You'll have to manage her for me." So apparently she liked to inject herself into things. Now, this is another wrinkle to this whole Petraeus thing that came out late yesterday. Jill Kelly, who we were just talking about, with a reputation as an unpaid socialite in the Tampa area, who knew all the top brass and threw them fancy parties with expensive cigars and buffets with expensive caviar. Turns out that some of these parties were funded by a bogus cancer charity.
Really?
It was set up by her husband, Scott Kelly, who is a doctor.
That is just sick.
Yeah, it gets worse. The Kellys established the Dr. Kelly Cancer Foundation in 2007 with the exclusive mission to conduct cancer research to grant wishes to terminally ill adult cancer patients.
And they siphoned money off of that?
Every dime.
Like, they didn't even use any of it to do good?
No. By the end of 2007, the charity had gone bankrupt, having conveniently spent the exact same amount of money as it started with, $157,284. Not a dollar more. They spent to the dime what they had. Of that, $43,000 and change was billed for meals and entertainment, $38,000 and change for travel, and $25,000 and change spent on legal fees. $8,000 and change went to automotive expenses. Amazingly, the Kellys had no comment yesterday on that. I mean, how nasty is this?
What made her think that if she pointed fingers, she wouldn't be investigated?
Because that's the next story I have, Kat. Thanks for leading right into that. Frustrated by the media attention, Jill Kelly's taken to calling 911 multiple times a day.
What?
Okay, we have now crossed beyond the put a diaper on and drive to Florida crazy.
Well,
okay?
I've heard boys say this, that there is a specific ratio of good-lookingness in relation to insanity.
Well, there
and
may
that
well
you can
be.
Only be so good-looking, and otherwise you're crazy.
Yeah, it could be. All right. She calls 911 multiple times a day. One of these calls, a couple of days ago, the socialite told the dispatcher that somebody was lurking in her yard and asked for a little bit of special protection. She said, quote, "You know, I don't know if by any chance, because I'm an honorary consul general, so that I have inviolability, that possibly you could keep people from crossing into my property."
Are you kidding me?
"I don't know if you want to get diplomatic protection involved as well."
Oh, my Lord.
All right, now listen. Is she
flirting with the police chief, too?
No, she is. This is beyond bizarre. She is an honorary consul of South Korea. A diplomatic official confirmed her status yesterday and explained that she assumed this position last August thanks to her good connections and network. Now, he went on to clarify that that's nothing more than just a symbolic title.
Well, it's like getting an honorary degree from someplace.
Like being a Kentucky colonel.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and comes with no special treatment or protection. She does not work as a real consul. But why does anybody do that? Why do they give that to her? Why do they allow her that access?
Because she's good looking, huh?
And she's got money.
Man, this is just craziness. Just craziness. So,
well, and then there's the topless FBI guy.
Oh, yeah, takes his shirt off and sends her pictures. It is trailer trash. I mean, it really is. What?
Just because you're from a trailer doesn't mean...
I understand. No, you're exactly right, and I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that there are people who live in trailers who are trash. People live in big houses, too. But it's just a term meaning this kind of behavior.
What's there's a twist in this that one of the husbands of somebody, and I can't remember who it is, said that there's a whole lot more behind this. You just wait and see.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I obviously... Every day ends up being an onion.
It stinks to high heaven.
Pulling
it's
back
like a blooming onion.
Yeah, it is. So let's see what else. Okay. Here's our quote of the day. Dick Morris. Remember Dick Morris? Dick Morris was the one who called a landslide victory for Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Remember that? Okay. He said, "I think that there was," his quote, "I think there was a period of time when the Romney campaign was falling apart. People were not optimistic. Nobody thought there was a chance of victory. And I felt it was my duty at that point to go out and say what I said," end quote. Which ends
so
up
he was
being,
shilling.
Yeah, which ends up being duty. Well, what this does now, okay, Dick Morris, that's fine. He's a shill. But that reflects on Fox News.
Sure, it does.
Why do you let somebody come on like that and not... And it's Bill O'Reilly who always tells us that's the no-spin zone. You know, what point does he reach across and grab that little hobgoblin and go, "What are you talking about?"
When was this released? Because it would be interesting, because he records his show in the early afternoon.
Yeah,
interesting to see what he does today.
He said this yesterday, apparently. So we'll see what happens. That basically means that when he's on there, it's propaganda.
Yeah, exactly.
And if Fox wants to be fair and balanced, if they want to sell themselves as fair and balanced, they got to tell this guy to take a hike or tone it down.
Yeah.
I don't know which.
I think you have to fire him after
Golly,
that.
Golly. I did it because he thought the campaign needed it, so he just goes out and tells a lie. All right, 646.